heard a challenge to such a ban has struck it down.
Sean Young's the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia. The ban would take effect next year if allowed by the courts. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a pretty typical last weekend in June forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix, high around 93. Tonight's low 72. Scattered, random, hit or miss storms here and there. Tomorrow and Sunday, the storms will be in greater supply. More to go around. A better chance you'll encounter one. High both days will be in the lower 90s. And then the storms thin out Monday through Wednesday as July begins and the heat is on. Mid-90s for a high triple-digit heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An investigation is underway after human remains were found in the 3700 block of Wesley Drive Tuesday afternoon. Montgomery police say utility workers found the body. Investigators are still trying to determine a cause of death. There's an urgent search for a missing elderly man in Prattville. 81-year-old James Merriweather was last seen on 10th Street in Prattville around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He was wearing blue jeans, a blue and white shirt, and a black baseball hat. If you know where he is, call Prattville Police. And we're headed to Riverwalk Stadium tonight for Your Town Friday. Join Chief Meteorologist Shane Butler and our sports team as the Biscuits take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Catch our live reports tonight at 5, 5:30, and 6 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
You do July 4th right, whether you're entertaining or taking advantage of a day to tackle your to-do list. Lowe's is here to help with July 4th savings. Shop in-store now and get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And for 7 days only, save $9 on a twin pack of Kingsford charcoal, now just $14.88. Whatever's on your list, hurry into your local Lowe's for deals this July 4th. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid in-store only through 7/10. Charcoal offer valid through 7/4. Limit 5 twin packs per customer while supplies last. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rent a home. Auto with Brick. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Eh, that sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's what you say. Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser. Buy Kaiser during the 4th of July sale, now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
the Trump administration wanted to ask every person in the country whether he or she is an American citizen as part of the 2020 census. But the Supreme Court blocked that.
The House of Representatives passed the Senate version of the bill, which would allocate $1.1 billion to improve border facilities and almost $3 billion to care for migrant children.
E. Jean Carroll says moments after she was sexually assaulted by Donald Trump in a New York City department store in the mid-90s, she called her friend, fellow writer Lisa Birnbach.
I remember her saying repeatedly, he pulled down my tights.
Two American World Cup champions raised the alarm about possible brain injuries from playing soccer.
A teenager on the street noticing a toddler hanging out of a second-story window, catching that two-year-old girl as she fell.
Night two of the first Democratic debate in the 2020 race for president.
Now 10 more take the stage.
This election is about you.
And rich will get richer, and everybody else will be struggling.
We can do anything if we're together.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
It is the Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition, News Talk 93.1 FM. First time calls, since you let Joey, the producer, know, we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. They have the Prime and the Premium New York Strip on sale. That's what my son and I are going to do for the weekend, and drink gobs of good wine, good scotch, and beer. Like the old days. Any caller, including Ed, James, and Jim, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I'll be definitely headed down there this weekend to get some of that great Silver King corn. It's they're big. It's four for $2.50, but it's well worth it. I mean, you will, if you are looking for a great side. Matter of fact, I think what I should have done last night is broken it in half. And did a better deal with that. Also, if you have an opinion on when Fresh Market should do their cooking of the ribs next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Right now, Tuesday and Wednesday are the days that it looks like it's headed for. But you can get in on that drawing by giving us your suggestion. And then we're going to give away a free slab of cooked ribs, $14.99 value from Fresh Market. They'll be doing ribs next week. We're just going to decide what day for them. Let's go to the phones and let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, I'd like to put in the Sweet Creek.
And, you got it, James. Give me your month and day of birth.
12/23, and also the days for the Fresh Market.
Yep.
I've definitely got to get by Fresh Market because my doctor told me that I have to eat things with color. He said the brighter the color, you know, the squash, the things that will help you retain a little bit of eyesight that's left. He said make sure it's multicolor, you know, the carrots, the greens and stuff. But it, yeah, I would like, I think the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday would be great on those days.
For Fresh Market to cook with.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Get his name in for both of us, Joey. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, and Joey's team, it was announced yesterday, finished number 8th in the nation. It wasn't quite as high as Dick's team, number 1, but Auburn, for the second year in a row, finished number 8 in the baseball. And you mentioned the gentleman that wanted to give $1,000 to every American, you know, every month. His strategy to do that, he said, was to put a VAT tax on America, like the European model.
Right.
And he thinks that he'll get close to $1 trillion a year off the VAT tax. So it's not really a desirable thing, you know. If we want to go European models, I don't think that's our answer here in America. But
I'm with you on that.
Yes, sir.
I mean, James, the only reason I'm interested in him is if, and I don't think this is the case, but I'm fascinated by that model of just a direct payment monthly with a VAT if it replaces current entitlement and welfare programs. And I'm getting this. The reason I'm interested is because I've read Friedrich Hayek and Milton Friedman. Their whole idea is if you want to provide a safety net, make it a direct transfer instead of having all these bureaucratic programs that, you know, employ a lot of people and waste a lot of money.
Right. But if you get rid of Medicaid, that almost would pay for it itself.
Right.
Then make them responsible for the insurance, but they'll never do it.
Right.
They couldn't afford it.
Yes. Yeah, those programs that were started back in 67 and 68. Now, when my ex-wife, when we were first married, and she worked the state pensions and security, child welfare, and there was so much fraud going on, and she worked it in three different states, Georgia, Savannah, and Alabama, Montgomery. But it was atrocious, and the things that they tried to pull on her, and that was just the initiation of the programs. And, you know, men would run out of the back of the houses when she'd come to check for children well-being and all. And but anyway, thank you all so much for your great program, and hope you all have a great weekend.
Thanks, James. Appreciate you an awful lot. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
Jim, how are you?
Fine. Hey, I'll get in on that drawing.
Give me a month and date of birth.
5'3".
5'3". You got it, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, I actually watched the whole thing last night because I was waiting for a fist fight or something to break out, so I figured something. But that thing, I agree with y'all, that thing was staged between Kamal and him. I mean, that thing was set up. Eric Swall, idiot. That was purely a hit job. I mean, that was so ridiculous. Six years old. Yeah, he was thinking that. I was 6 years old, did he remember that?
Let me play Swalwell and pass the torch here.
I was 6 years old when a presidential candidate came to the California Democratic Convention and said, it's time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans. That candidate was then Senator Joe Biden. Joe Biden was right when he said it was time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans 32 years ago. He's still right today. If we're going to solve the issues of automation, pass the torch. If we're going to solve the issues of climate chaos, pass the torch. If we're going to solve the issue of student loan debt, pass the torch.
I'm still holding on to that torch.
Yeah, he didn't say he was there because that would be very unlikely.
But
his parents. Just hang on. He didn't say he was there, but his parents are both very conservative, so that the odds of him being at a Democratic convention would be very low. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the only torch that was passed last night was the one that lit his political career, because it burned up last night. I mean, that was, that was very interesting. But, man, you know, I could tell it was such a major fail, Dan, was this morning. I was watching a lot of the talk shows, and the Democratic guest, very low-key today, not saying a whole lot. Jessica Tarlov, boy, I saw her just a little while ago. She was just like, I've never seen her so quiet in my life. There's nothing to say, Dan.
Did you hear the piece I did with Morning Joe?
No, I missed that. I just
Morning Joe just raked Joe Biden and the Democrats over the coals.
Well, they've blown it. If this is what they're going to throw out there to beat Donald Trump, they don't have a chance.
Well, we'll see in the fullness of time.
When they raised their hands last night to let people in, give them free medical insurance, that was it right there.
Yeah, that was definitely middle America. We're not go for that. Jim, thanks for the telephone call.
All right, thanks.
Let's go to Ed. Ed, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Right at 2:00.
Ed.
Ed. Hello.
You're on the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, this is Eric. I called earlier, and I had some sort of a disruption. I say Trump 2020,
2024,
2028, and 32.
A little illegal, but okay.
Well, I wouldn't think so. That's what a secure nation's all about. And being as you've been in politics with Reagan when you were in the cabinet, Go ahead. I want to throw my hat in there. I'm going to win it this week. It's my turn to win.
Okay, give me a month and day of birth.
That's 17.
Yeah, I was not in the cabinet. I was a staff assistant to the president.
I know you were, and you did a damn good job. And we were proud of the fact that you worked for a great man. And I know you got memories. I didn't told you before to write a book, but you can't.
Yeah.
You know, that's unfortunate. You can't do a memoir because, you know, that's just like you say, there's things that you can't discuss and you can't publicize.
Well, we just made a pledge to the Reagans that we wouldn't do that. And one person broke that pledge, wrote a book, and he's very much ostracized by the other Reagan devotees.
Look, when is the next time you're going to have a candidate for mayor book?
I don't know. We'll have to kind of see what happens.
Well, Joey might do some homework in the next couple of days, and I know he's good at that. He's good at research. The reason I say that is that I live over there off Maxwell Boulevard, and when you go down there, that is the biggest eyesore there is in the entire city, because there's two reasons. I know you haven't flown into Maxwell, and I know this, but man, I cannot imagine there's so much brass out there on that base. You know this. What in the world is going to happen to Maxwell Boulevard? They put all the money on the road, but yet again, they won't do nothing. I mean, it was like we're at a stalemate. We can't get nothing accomplished. There's so much potential. We got the river. You got the riverbank. You can develop an apartment, high-end apartment. There's just land being wasted. I don't know what the reason of it is.
Well, I had the mayor on, I think this was last month, but he was talking about there was going to be a amusement development. When you're going down Maxwell Boulevard, that's on the right-hand side, that's on the river side. It's in that vacant land. If you notice, there's stakes in the ground with little tape on them.
Yeah.
And that's where they're doing some survey work to plot that out.
Well, I know there are people, and believe you me, and I know because when they put the heights up, the apartment, which they did a hell of a job. But when you I know that people will get down on their luck, Dan, and you know as well as anybody, I mean, I know people that have, but you're living on the first floor of the apartments. You get people from, a lot of them are transient. And they come along the apartment, and you're sitting out enjoying your wine or beer or whatever, Budweiser, which I prefer. And then you've got people approach you at your own, more or less, back doorstep. And I feel like what's happening is because of the homeless shelter, I won't mention any names, has got a lot to do with that development along that stretch.
Well, they're trying to get the mayor has talked about trying to get them to relocate, but you were talking about an $8-9 million project that they'd have to move
that's
into.
That's right.
Ed, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I appreciate you. I got to go. News Show 93.1. Going to be back. Delta Hotel. Right after this.
About it every day. Seems your love don't wanna come out.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I could ever change. Words go round and round and upside down.
I don't care, me and you, girl, and you know it. Me and you, girl, we got a good thing going.
Me
and you, girl, and you know it. Me and you, girl, we got a good thing going.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi folks, Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Oh, repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Abdul Lebo, you're going to be the next Greg Goodell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Friday TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Delta Hotel. Delta Hotel, Delta Hotel. Come in, Delta Hotel.
Hello, Delta Mike. How you doing today?
5x5, my friend. 5x5.
I have you the same. Thanks. Before I forget, I'd like to get in on the rib raffle.
What do you suggest for them?
Tuesday and Wednesday. I think I get a peaceful break on Thursday.
There you go. We've got Doug in for that.
And that's 228, Joey.
All right.
Real quick, if you haven't already, Dan, if you get a chance, Fox and Friends yesterday, they were on site at a Cuban restaurant there in Little Havana. Did you happen to see that by chance?
I did.
I thought that was very interesting to have all the Cuban Americans in there and their perspective on illegal immigration. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, let me tell you, I've actually been to that restaurant. I took Reagan there. It's a very noted, it is the place to go. They have this Cuban coffee that is like, they do it in like a little tiny cup. It's so strong, it is unbelievable. You'll stay awake for like 3 days.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, and I think when you hear all the reparations and all the benefits that we're going to give illegals, boy, that doesn't jive.
Yeah, it doesn't jive with that. Yeah, let me tell you, Trump is going to do very well with the Cuban Latino vote in Florida.
And it was amazing how many times they talked about socialism and how We're fleeing socialism. That's why we came to America. Why in the world are we trying to go to, you know? So it's very interesting that that one lady who actually, her family fleed Cuba to Europe, experienced socialism there in Europe, so they fleed to America.
Yeah. Yeah, and you remember what she said is that we saw it coming, and so we started leaving because we didn't want to do. We thought that they were going to fall back into where Cuba was. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Very interesting. Quick question for you.
Sure.
Now, regarding these debates, last I heard, the DNC made a decision not to do a debate on Fox. Have they changed that stance?
They have not changed their stance.
Okay. Well, then I think they're making a very strategic mistake. As a committee, these debates, and as I looked, I saw the entire first debate and saw the second half of last night, and it appears to me that these candidates, they're in this comfortable venue with familiar moderators. They have familiar, very familiar with the moderators, and I hate to call them moderators because they're anything but for lack of a better term, very comfortable venue, comfortable with the audience, comfortable with the moderators, so they almost let the guard down, and they're showing their true colors. And as has been stated several times already on the show, that photo with those candidates with their hands in the air, that is the perfect campaign prop for the president. And I think if they were to go into a more, I don't want to say hostile, but maybe a less friendly environment, maybe where they're going to be challenged and tested, I think strategically it will help them kind of sharpen themselves for what's to come for the eventual general election.
Well,
but I just think the DNC is making a strategic mistake by staying in these friendly venues.
Well, a couple of points here. Number one is several of these candidates are doing town hall forums on Fox, and they're getting much better ratings than these debates are, and they have a full 1 hour with them. Number two is, I'm going to disagree a little bit. The questioning, particularly from Savannah Guthrie, she was really good, and Lester Holt was kind of pushing them too last night. I was, Rachel Maddow, and even I've got a clip of Chuck Todd, and he's going through and saying, what's your number one thing you're going to do? And he's getting them out there.
Yeah. And I would agree with you with Savannah. Savannah, definitely. In fact, I don't understand why they should just keep her out there. To my surprise, she is really pressing or trying to press, and then they switch up midway. And Todd and Rachel just kind of, I think they almost got a lot of flack from night one.
Yeah, they did.
They had to come back and kind of, show their spine, I guess, on night two. But and I agree with you, too, about them going on Fox. That's an individual. I feel like that's more of an individual choice than, the DNC.
Yeah. It's definitely an individual choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Perez and the way they're thinking and the whole thing is Trump bad, therefore all Democrats are good, they're going to find the fallacy of that, because if you're in middle America, if you're sitting in, Michigan, I'm not talking about in Detroit, I'm talking about like Michigan, in the center of it, or Wisconsin.
The UP.
You are sitting there and watching this stuff, and you're going, oh, my God, what does this world come to? And Trump looks pretty damn good, particularly with a booming economy.
Yes, yes. And speaking of that, I think the Democrats, boy, they've got a conundrum. Is America great, or is America a disaster?
Yeah.
Which is it?
Right.
And right now it's a very confused message, and I don't know what they believe.
Well, it just does not add up, Delta Hotel, when they're talking about how bad the economy is and it's not working for some people. Then what you're doing is you're trying to change all of this to help a handful of people. If you were to really look at the numbers, when 70% of the people say the economy is doing great.
Well, and it defies common sense when you hear stuff like it hasn't improved for people in the middle class for 45 years. I'm like, that.
Right.
Yes, it has.
Yes, it has. Exactly. Yeah. And it's like Mike Dever would say that nothing succeeds like success. And if you've got success, I don't care what they're saying, if somebody is feeling the the boost of the economy, particularly among African Americans and Hispanics, then they're kind of going, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Yes, exactly. Well, thanks again, gentlemen. You, as always, you guys do a great job. Welcome back, Joey. And Dan, let's do lunch sometime soon.
You got it, brother. Tell your bride I said hi.
I will do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Going to go to a break. Coming back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A man has been charged with the murder of a University of Utah student, Mackenzie Lewick. There had been a person of interest, the owner of a home searched by police.
The man charged with these horrific and tragic crimes is the person of interest. Ayola Adise Achaya.
That's Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown. He says they've found her remains burned in the suspect's yard and that he is the man last seen with Mackenzie Lewick in a park in the middle of the night 11 days ago. She was 23 years old. A Georgia law banning most abortions is being challenged in federal court.
This law is blatantly unconstitutional under 50 years of Supreme Court precedent, and every federal court to have heard a challenge to such a ban has struck it down.
Sean Young's the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia. The ban would take effect next year if allowed by the courts. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a pretty typical last weekend in June forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix, high around 93. Tonight's low 72. Scattered, random, hit or miss storms here and there. Tomorrow and Sunday, the storms will be in greater supply. More to go around. A better chance you'll encounter one. High both days will be in the lower 90s. And then the storms thin out Monday through Wednesday as July begins and the heat is on. Mid-90s for a high triple-digit heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Okay, let's tee this up here. You got the warning music?
Oh, yeah. Here, let me turn off the good music for a second.
Go to the warning music.
We could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Okay, boys and girls, you know what this means. John DeVoe's on the line at the point to we're given 2 minutes and 30 seconds. John, do not go into a public service announcement. You can mention, you know, the gay pride stuff, but don't just keep going on it. Just tell us what we need to know and then move on. Let's go to the phones to John DeVoe.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I won't mention the gay pride, but since you did bring it up, you know, I saw on the news today that same-sex people have a combined annual income of almost $1 trillion a year. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't get a chance to watch the presidential forum last night.
By the way, on the number that you just gave, is that worldwide or is that where?
They didn't say. I was thinking they was just talking about in America. They have a combined annual income of almost $1 trillion a year.
Yeah, Tim Cook represents probably 50% of that.
But the presidential debate, I didn't get a chance to watch it last night, but I did watch it today on YouTube on my cell phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I ran for mayor of Prattville, you came to Prattville and your show did a mayoral candidates forum.
Right.
Are you planning on doing the same for this election for Montgomery?
No.
Well, there is a candidates forum that's tomorrow at First Baptist Church on Ripley Street. Are you aware of it?
No.
Yeah, it's at 10 a.m. And it's being sponsored by Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Alpha Eta Sigma chapter. And so we don't want everybody to be aware of that. Well, listen, peace and blessings to you. And at the same time, Crime Stoppers is going to be doing a gun buyback, too, at the same location.
Oh, boy. Meet a mayor and get you, buy your gun, sell your gun to the city. Thanks for the telephone call, John. Good job.
Peace and blessings.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything worse than trying to do that. That many candidates in a forum for mayor.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan and Joey, how are y'all today?
We're very good. Did you enjoy that debate last night?
Absolutely, did not watch it.
Oh, you missed a treat.
No, I probably did, but my brother-in-law agreed to watch it. He told me he was about halfway into his bottle of bourbon, and so he would be fine. So he was going to watch it. So he watched it, and he reported to me this morning that it looked like a bunch of school board election going on and a bunch of idiots up there trying to become the school board leader. Because none of them made any sense. They didn't sound presidential, and he didn't know what they was trying to do or what they was talking about. Basically, he said that it's a giveaway fest. So that's what I drove from it. I didn't really watch any of it, but the little I watched the first day, that's what I got from it. It was a giveaway fest. They'll give you everything for free, like always. And then once we get in the office, you're going to find out that we lied to you. That's pretty much what I'm getting from all this. But I'm just disgusted with it all. I'm not really worried about it. From what I understand, the Democrats are self-destructing, and if they think that if this was what they're selling, then hallelujah, Trump will win again, and we'll continue to keep America great. But I don't know what all these people think that they have to get out there and express their opinions to the public and everything. But I just want to let everybody know that I'm celebrating heterosexual pride week this week. And I'm proud to be, and also I want to also say that I'm proud to be a contributor to society by reproducing.
There you go. Bring little tax deductions into the world.
That's right. At least I'm creating something. I'm creating wealth. I'm creating my children, and I'm creating a better society by sending them to college. But other than that, Dan, just heading into the holidays. You're getting ready for it?
I'm excited about it.
I'm excited
about this weekend and excited about next week.
Well, you know where I stand about the ribs. I think they should immediately start making them. But anyway. Y'all guys know I'm just joking. That's a wonderful place over there. I love all of those places. Sweet Street, all of them. Everybody, all those places that sponsors of your show, I've been to many of them. And I'll just give you a heads up. I also got an appointment for Saturday to go down to see somebody down there at Root Baker. And I'm looking for a little truck. I don't want to say it too loud because Mama might be listening. But Dad is shopping for a new truck.
Oh, boy. Well, go in and see the folks at Brubaker Motors and tell them you're a Dan Marshall listener. Ask for Dick Brubaker.
I've already did. I got it lined up, and I know I need to speak to you and everything down there for a Saturday or a little bit afternoon. I'm going to go see him. So I've already wrapped that up and let them know that I'm a big listener to Dan Morris Show, and also I'm a big spend my money at the Dan Morris sponsor.
There you go, big guy. I really appreciate that a lot.
I know you do, Dan, and you're well deserving of that. But to everybody out there, I just want to say, man, we could have did a better job by putting Trump in the office. Great job, America, for electing our great president. Let's do it again. Don't worry about the negativity. Let's have a party. Break out the Trump balloons and flags, and you name it, and let's have some fun with it. And let's let Trump know that we are proud of what he's done in 3 years with all these bunch of suicidal maniacs acting like idiots around him every day, and he's still got all this stuff. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thanks for the telephone call, my friend. I appreciate you.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later.
News on 93.1 FM. We can fit Duke in here. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are y'all?
I'm very good.
I watched pretty much all of it. Not all of it, but three quarters of it. But the look on Joe Biden's face when he got caught up with Kamala, however you call it.
Kamala Harris.
He looked like a deer in the headlights. he was just like, that was worth watching right there. But anyway, they need to get some sun on their white skin, too. They're kind of a little bit too white.
A little too chalky?
They're definitely old white men, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, the top three are over the age of 70. You have Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, who's 70.
The lady on the end, the author, she was...
Oh, man.
She was really out there. She was something else. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know I watched it and it was very entertaining.
Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, can I get in on the Sweet Creek?
You can. Give me your month and day of birth, Duke.
It's 8-8.
You got it, my friend.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Let's play the Kamala Harris, Joe Biden dust up here.
I do not believe you are a racist, but I also believe, and it's personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. You also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
It's a mischaracterization of my position across the board. I do not praise racists.
Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America then?
No,
do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education.
Whoa. That was such a setup, too.
Oh, yeah.
And she She was sitting there laying in wait for him and did it. And then she goes in and does an interview on CBS. So we'll get to that in the next segment here. And she's not nearly as good in this interview.
Right.
And she's kind of getting lost in this thing. Let me go to a break. Damo Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah. 272-9228, that's where we are. Yeah. Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today. Available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then
let's go to the phone. So let's go to Madeline. Madeline, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice on the radio. All the good things you say, I really appreciate all the upbeat things about that clown show last night. I started watching it, but then I turned it off because it was just too much of a clown show for me. So I turned it off, you know, didn't finish watching it.
You're not the only one that did that.
Yeah, I'm Trump all the way. And he's going to win hands down if they keep up talking about socialism.
Yeah, they
keep talking about it.
You're spot on with that. If they're taking that tack, I think they're going to really regret that.
Well, if people vote for that, then they're going to give away their freedom. They might get free things, you know. Oh, I'm going to get this free and that free, but they're going to sell. They're going to sell their stuff down the river because they're going to lose actual freedom, the freedom that we have in this country, and that's a shame. People need to wake up.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call.
Can you put me on this Sweet Creek?
I can. Give me a month and day of birth.
7-7. Coming up. I'm going to be 70.
Oh, wow. 7-7 and you're going to be 70.
Nice.
Yeah, it's my Jubilee year. I've never been to Sweet Creek, but I'm looking forward to going. I might go on my birthday.
You ought to go. We're going to put your name in. We'll do that drawing in about 50 minutes.
I'll probably be in my house. I'm going in the house in just a minute. I'm in the car now.
Okay.
So.
You have a great day.
Oh, you too. God bless you.
Thank you. Kamala Harris, as I mentioned, was on CBS this morning, and she's going to be talking. Well, no, let me do this. Let me do it another way. Let me do Ed O'Keefe first. Ed O'Keefe is a political guy, and he's going to be talking about, yeah, Kamala Harris really lands a punch and was it a low blow. Listen in.
The Democratic Party were on full display last night in the second of two presidential debates. The generational divide was front and center, you could say, with younger Democrats finding flaws in the resumes of more established candidates.
The frontrunner in the polls, that's former Vice President Joe Biden, took the brunt of it, with Senator Kamala Harris hitting him the hardest. Ed O'Keefe is in Miami, where he covered the debate. Ed, from where you were sitting, what can you tell us about that moment between Biden and Harris?
Well, look, Tony, that exchange came after the vice president's recent comments about working with segregationist senators in the 1970s. It was a heated moment, probably the most memorable of the night.
Thursday's Democratic debate sparked plenty of fireworks.
Hey, guys, you know what? America does not want to witness a food fight. They want to know how we're going to put food on their table.
But when the topic shifted to race, the fight became personal.
It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country.
Harris also took aim at Biden's position in the 1970s and 80s when he opposed the federal government's policy of busing to help desegregate schools.
There was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Interested in the way O'Keefe is playing this thing. Let's go to George. George, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. We had the second part of that cut right after George. George, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you? I wanted to get in on the Sweet Creek. I went out there Father's Day and sure was packed. I couldn't even get in the...
That's good because it's such a popular place.
Yeah, it must be.
George, give me your month and date.
We bought a few things. 129.
Did you buy some things while you were there?
Yeah, we got a few things we saw. It's a nice setup out there.
It really is. Did you get that birthday, Joey?
They had the band playing, and it was kind of loud, but did we get to what?
I was just asking Joey if he got your birthday, and he said he did.
Yeah.
George, thanks for the telephone call. You have a great day.
Thank you, Dan.
Let's go to the second part of Ed O'Keefe. I'm talking about Biden's retort in the exchange itself.
If we want to have this campaign litigated on who supports civil rights and whether I did or not, I'm happy to do that. I was a public defender. I didn't become a prosecutor.
Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America then?
No,
do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I opposed.
Well,
I
there
did
was
not
a
oppose.
Failure of states to integrate
no,
public
but,
schools in America.
Biden, the current frontrunner, was a popular target.
One of the differences that Joe and I have in our record is Joe voted for that war. I helped lead the opposition to that war.
Joe Biden was right when he said it was time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans 32 years ago.
I'm still holding on to that torch.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg was asked why there isn't more diversity on his South Bend, Indiana police force.
Because I couldn't get it done. My community is in anguish right now because of an officer-involved shooting, a black man, Eric Logan, killed by a white officer. And I am determined to bring about a day when a white person driving a vehicle and a black person driving a vehicle, when they see a police officer approaching, feels the exact same thing.
And all the candidates agreed.
And the president has turned the border of the United States into a symbol of nativist hostility.
That the president's immigration policies have to go.
I will release children from cages. I would not be spending money in for-profit prisons to lock up children.
On day one, we take out our executive order pen and we rescind every damn thing on this issue that Trump has done.
Moments after that dramatic exchange between Biden and Harris on race, her campaign tweeted out this picture of her as a little girl, a sign that she had pre-planned the use of that line of attack. And the sparring didn't end there. One senior Biden campaign aide said it was a, quote, low blow for the senator to bring up the former vice president's stance on busing and desegregation. The Harris campaign said it's personal for her and that the vice president
should apologize.
Interesting. Now, we're going to take a couple of calls here, and then next hour we're going to get into Kamala Harris talking about this. Listen to how her tone has changed when we get to that. Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard.
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I called in for the Menudo tickets, and I also want to get put in on the Sweet Creek.
Give me your month and day of birth.
7/12, same as Julius Caesar.
There you go.
I would say same as Bill Cosby, but I'm not going to claim that anymore.
Yeah,
I used to, but I don't anymore. hey, and I'm running for president, too. I'm running on the Bill Cosby platform, Free Roofies for Life, you know. I tell you, I hadn't been able to watch either night. Didn't care to. I picked the snippets that I picked up on enough to gag a maggot. But what I'm seeing on Facebook and them talking about, you know, the children and this, that, and the other, and when they're invoking the Bible says this and the Bible says that about this, and I said, you know, that's pretty rich considering the fact that you guys jump up and down 3 out of every 4 years about separation of church and state, you know, something that doesn't even exist in the U.S. Constitution or the U.S. Code or the Bill of Rights. They're going to invoke the Bible and yet jump up and down about a unicorn ideology that's, you know, that's not even public law. I just, you know, it makes me sick, but I'm just sitting here just shaking my head going, when you do that, you are provoking God's wrath when you do that. When you do it consistently and repeatedly over and over again, none of us are perfect, but I'm just sitting here just going, I you know, they are absolutely the most desperate that they've ever been, ever. And they put themselves in that situation.
Well, did you hear the Morning Joe cut I did?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that speaks volumes. And then if I could have isolated Rachel Maddow on MSNBC post-debate asking what she said and what she thought, she said Donald Trump was the winner tonight.
Well, he was the winner the night before last, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, if this is their 20 and this is the best they can come up with, they've got some real problems.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Investment Advisor. Your life savings, everything that you've got invested, you can't keep it safe anymore. You can't keep it in the bank. You know, the only thing you can do is bet it on one of the candidates that's running for president. Who are you putting everything on? Who would you say at this point is going to be the Democratic nominee?
Oh, I thought you were going to say who's going to be the next president. I could have answered that one. I'm not sure who's going to be the next Democrat nominee. I would say Kamala Harris. When we see her polling in 3 days, does she jump up substantially? And where she's got to jump up is she has to jump up in Iowa and New Hampshire. And she really, and here's something to think about. Did she land a punch on Joe Biden that was so strong that he has a deterioration of the black support,
right,
which is his largest segment of his support? He's got, that's by far the largest percentage, I guess. If that dwindles down, particularly among black females, which is his super strong group, and that converts over to Kamala Harris,